Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What an amazing lineup we have for you guys tonight. The call I'm extremely excited to hearing tonight, but I tell you what, it's convention is right upon us, and I am flat out fired up about all the many things we're going to get to learn in Las Vegas in just a few short days away. Remember, the relaxed registration fee ends tonight, so if you haven't made that commitment, now's the time to do that. The breakout session that we're going to have, I know we'll get a few more details about that in a little bit, but it's going to be phenomenal. If you haven't registered, you need to go to our team website, moresuccessteam.com, and get that knocked out as soon as possible. But I've had an amazing couple of days down here in Austin, Texas, and people are flat out fired up, and I know that's that way clear across the country. So excited to see so many of you guys next week, but to go ahead and get things kicked off and fired up tonight, I'll go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad. That's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. And, you know, before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Austin, Texas, and to Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Manley Wilson, who has a quick announcement to make. Mr. Wilson, are you on?
I certainly am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
We are so fired up to have this young gentleman down here with us in the Austin, Texas area. He flew in here yesterday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, and we were able to have a huge Q&A dinner with him at the Omni Hotel here in Austin last evening. And today we've been out working the shirt off his back, literally out here. We recruited the local police chief, and we've been training a couple of brand-new associates that just came in the business over the last 3 days. And, guys, I tell you what, Papa, you sure trained him well, you and Randy. And we're so fortunate to have this young gentleman here. He's actually part of the National Legal Shield 15K Blitz. His name is Jeremy Moore. As you all know him as one of our team leaders here. He's a millionaire club member, $250,000 ringer, platinum executive director, platinum jacket earner. I mean, his accolades could go on and on. But to save time, I just wanted to mention to anybody who has anyone in this area, we're the regional managers here in the Central Texas area, and we're going to pack that room out tomorrow night for Mr. Jeremy Moore at the Omni Hotel at 4140 Governor's Row, Austin, Texas. Registration is 7 to 7:30. 7:30 to 8:30, he will be doing the briefing, and then he's going to come back with an awesome training between 8:45 and 9:30, guys. We can't wait to see what all he's got to tell us, and he's been doing a tremendous job. We're so proud to have him as one of the leaders.
All right, Mr. Wilson, did I lose you? Did I lose you, Mr. Wilson? Mr. Moore?
I can hear you, Randy.
All right, I guess I lost him, but I want
to... No, I'm here, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I guess I lost you just for a second there. Mr. Wilson, thank you very much for taking care of Mr. Moore while he's down there. I know he's going to do you a fantastic job. I want to let everyone know that tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. I also, just like Jeremy stated earlier, I want to remind everyone again that we're only 9 days away from the Legal Shield Convention in Las Vegas. If you haven't yet registered for a More Success Team breakout session while you're there, then you need to go right away and go to our website and get pre-registered now. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, what we've all been waiting for, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and leader of the Moore Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
You know, Randy, I'm really excited about this figure tonight. In fact, he doesn't really need any introduction. He has so many accolades, which I'll talk about. But he's got a new book out, and, you know, we have our own Chris Hughes with the cassette tapes and everything. But, you know, this book, I'll let him say something about it if he wishes. But I read this book, and it has a lot of things in it. I know 20, 30 years ago that brought my name, brought my memory back, but it has so many new things in it also, Randy. It's good for the new person. It's good for the person, but in 25, 30 years, it really is a book that will help you put your business on the top shelf. So I just wanted to throw that plug in there for him because I really did. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I just ordered a case of the books, Randy. And so you'll be getting one pretty short along with Jeremy. But anyhow, Randy, saying all that, this gentleman, you know, of course, is $1 million a year earner and plus. And plus, I say, so that's not bad. He's on the corporate advisory council. He's a diamond executive director. And I could go on and on. But I think the best thing for the time we have tonight is to introduce us a great speaker, one that's very, very busy, but considering to be on our call tonight, someone I appreciate very much, none other than Mr. Brian Crothers.
Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore, I appreciate all of you guys. You guys are just an inspiration, and of course, when I came into this company 15 years ago, it was your success, your willingness to pave the way to go out there and take all the arrows and basically remove all the stones from the road. So I pretty much came into this company with pretty much smooth sailing. So, you know, my success that I have so far in my 15-year career, which doesn't even – it seems like it's been, you know, five. I can't believe it's been 15. It goes without, you know, sometimes it does go without saying, but it does need to be said that I admire you guys tremendously. When Ken, you asked me to jump on the call tonight, it's an honor and a privilege to give back in any way I can to you. So, and for everybody listening in on the call here tonight, my portion here will be only maybe 15 minutes or so, but I hope to give you a couple things to think about, maybe a couple little nuggets that if you can just implement, apply to your business, it might be the extra digit in the combination lock that might open up the vault for you to have the ultimate success you're looking for. And let me just say this on the front end. I train now. I've had training notebooks that I've compiled over the years of all kinds of topics and things that I learned along the way for 19 years of being in the network marketing industry. And so what I did, that book that Ken was talking about, Building an Empire, I basically went through all my notes from all the last 19 years. I wanted to put it all in one place to make it available to my team and to anybody out there. And so what I'm going to be doing is training out of that. I've been training out of my notes for a long time, but now I've got a place where I can just go through the table of contents and pull out a few ideas that might be able to resonate with each of you. But again, it's all in one place. So, and by the way, hey, you know, Ken, it's very nice. You're getting your son and grandson a copy of the book on you. That's great because it's much bigger than the cost of the book itself. But let me just say this, you know, in this business, we do two things: we get customers, and we get customer getters. And we teach them how to go out and do the same thing, the people that we bring aboard. And the name of the game is always be sharing the Legal Shield story with new people. And so one of the chapters I wrote about is how you never run out of leads. You never run out of prospects to talk to. And we talk about, and by the way, look, we can do warm market and we can do cold market. Warm market is talking to people you know. And cold market is finding ways to talk to strangers. You know, you can find all kinds of ways to talk to strangers. You can walk up to a stranger at a gas station when you're pumping your gas in your car. You got 8 minutes to kill while you're waiting for the gas to go into your tank and strike up a conversation. Hand the person, a brochure or a DVD or a book or whatever you want to give them as your tool to strike up the conversation, to get their contact info, and you follow up on them. That's cold market. Warm market is just your friends and family and coworkers and people from church. But here's what I always have heard. You've probably heard this before yourself. You're only one recruit away from a financial explosion in your business. You're only one recruit away from a financial explosion. Now, the misconception about that is people think, oh, that simply means if I just go get lucky and recruit the right person, then my business will explode because I got lucky and had somebody go out there and do the work. That's not exactly the way that should be interpreted. See, yes, you might think, well, man, if I just recruited Dave Savola, I'd be a millionaire. Well, you know what? You probably would be. But the person that recruited Dave, that was not the first person that he recruited. It wasn't the second or the third or fourth. So the name of the game, you guys, is that you have to go out there and recruit a bunch to find the few who will in turn go out and sign up the masses. But the way I interpret the only one recruit away from a financial explosion simply means that you recruit somebody. Anybody you recruit, it could be the next person you recruit, that person is not likely going to be a superstar. Matter of fact, the odds are about a half of 1% that person is going to really go out and do anything significant in this business. It's very low. But if you are not looking for a lottery ticket. You're not looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. You're truly looking to be a network marketer, which means that not only is it's network, not net play, not net get lucky, it's network. You have to put some work into this. If you're truly trying to build a network, and you're going to be a networker, and you're going to, you know, you recruit through people, not to people. So if I'm going to recruit Jeremy into the business, I'm not going to recruit him and then stop at him and hopefully he takes the ball and runs with it from there. When I recruit Jeremy, again, going back to the mantra, you're only one recruit away from a financial explosion. That explosion will only happen if I recruit Jeremy, I slow down to speed up by getting a game plan interview with him, I spend 15 minutes going through what his why for doing the business is, so I get that solid in his mind, and I also know it in my mind, so I can use that in conversation with him to keep him motivated over time. So I help him figure out his why. I'm also going to spend time helping him to build out his list, to write down the names of all the people he's got in his head that he's met in his lifetime onto a pad of paper. From that list, I'm going to help him to work that list, to invite people to his PBR at his in-home presentation, to get them on his private conference call, PCC, his telephone presentation. And we're going to work that list. I'm going to work through Jeremy to get to those people on the list. He's going to call some of the people. As a matter of fact, I'm going to even do confirmation calls to those people that have committed to come to the PBR or to get on the conference call. And we're going to work it together. And the reality is that his list of 100 people, if I can help him recruit just 5 of those, now I've got 5 more people who have lists of 100. And each of those people, think about this, now I've got 500 prospects to go network to get to. And out of those 500, we might recruit 25 people. And each of those people comes to the table with a 100-person list each. There's 2,500 more prospects for me to go tap into. You'll never run out of leads to go approach about Legal Shield. If you understand that you're one recruit away from a financial explosion, meaning that your goal is to network through that new recruit to help them to tap into their list. Okay, so it's not about recruiting them, throwing them against a wall, see who sticks, see who's going to go out and make you rich. That's the wrong mindset, and again, this business is 90% mindset. It's 90% inspiration and 10% perspiration. You got to be inspired. Your people have to be inspired. Doing the work is really not hard stuff. I mean, I've never gotten a blister on my hand by picking up the phone. I've never gotten a blister on my hand sitting next to somebody at a briefing. I never had to go to the hospital because I hurt my foot, you know, doing a presentation on Legal Shield. It's very, very simple work. So we just got to be inspired, okay? The next thing I want to share with you all is a topic that I think is it will probably be helpful for most of you. And it's a chapter I wrote called Don't Drag Your Past Forward. And if you've already read this, I apologize, but I'm just going to articulate it in a way that hopefully will resonate for you. So, you know, in this business, unfortunately, a lot of times we tend to not be able to let go of baggage. So, for example, let's say you recruit 10 people. You've recently, or let's say in the last year or whatever, the last 10 people you recruited, let's say they didn't do much. Matter of fact, they all quit. Some of them might have signed a few people up before they quit, or some of them just signed up and joined a witness protection program right away, and they disappeared before you even got a chance to talk to them again. Okay, that's normal, by the way. It doesn't mean you're a bad sponsor, that you did something wrong. It's not like you had bad breath, you need Altoids. Some people just disappear for their own reasons. But let's say the last 10 people you brought aboard, they didn't do much and they quit. And let's say you go out and recruit the 11th person, let's say his name is Paul. You recruit Paul. Let's say that even though the last 10 people that you brought aboard failed, and you've got that on your mind, but because the Legal Shield product and opportunity is so strong and the tools are so great that you're still effective at able to get Paul to join you. See, here's what happens now with Paul. See, if the last 10 people you brought aboard were very successful, they all faster qualified, they all started doing PBRs, making a whole bunch of money, if the last 10 people you brought aboard were very successful, when you bring Paul aboard, you're going to say, hey, Paul, welcome aboard. This thing is going to be awesome. We're going to help you make a ton of money right away. All we need to do is go ahead and have your PBR on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Get everybody you know over there. I'll be there. We're going to present the information. We're going to pass out applications. We're going to sign up about 70 or 80% of the room. We're going to help you make $500 in that one night. We're going to get you faster, qualified, move it to the next level, and then from there we're going to be moving on to the next level. See, because your last 10 people were successful, your language and your music and your posture with Paul is that of success. Of course, automatically, you're doing this. We're making it happen. You're going to win. But see, that's not the reality. See, the reality is the last 10 people did not all qualify. They didn't all go out and make money right away. It's the opposite. So because of that, instead of that conversation going the way I just described, here's how it's going to go now. So, Paul, first of all, welcome to the team and everything. I'm excited to get this thing going for you. And so what we ought to do is let's think about some people that you might know that might have some interest in maybe looking at a business. And you think maybe we can get together, we call it a PBR, maybe we can get some people over to your house. And for anybody that shows up, you know, some people won't show up, but okay. But for the people who do, let's see what we can do to see if we can get them convinced to come on board. Your language and your belief is lacking. I mean, you're projecting the past 10 failures onto Paul. And the problem with that is you're robbing Paul of a chance of winning because you're not instilling belief, you're instilling doubt. And you're not meaning to do it, but you're doing it nonetheless. It's kind of like if you're in a bad relationship, maybe the person that you were last with, maybe they cheated on you or they betrayed you in some way, and you split up. And so you move on, okay? You get over it, and you move on. The next person that you're dating, the next person you decide that you want to have a relationship with, you go into that new relationship, but you can't get out of your mind the fact that the last person you were with betrayed you. They cheated on you, and they destroyed your trust. So now you're going into the new relationship, and you don't have trust for the new person because you've been so hurt, and you don't feel trusting anymore, but because of the last person. Because you can't let go of the past. You can't let go of the baggage. See, if you're holding onto the baggage behind you, you can't go forward in front of you. So just like in a relationship, you got to let go. You got to be willing to trust the next person. Otherwise, that relationship is doomed to failure. The same way in this business, you guys. Don't drag your past forward. If you have any great positive successes in the past, grab a hold of those. Project the successes on that new recruit and on your existing team. But the past failures, by the way, a failure is only a failure if you don't learn from it. So I'm not saying that you just always want to forget it, but extract the lessons from them, how maybe you could have done a little bit better the last time, and then leave the garbage, leave the banana peel behind once you've gotten the nourishment, the potassium from the banana, and move forward. Hopefully that makes some sense, okay? Let me give everybody, another idea that might help you, and it's called get pissed off. Okay. Now this part, I don't mean to offend anybody by using bad language, but that's actually the name of a chapter. And the reason why is because we talk about motivation all the time, and we're always talking about, the positives, the rewards, the trips and the cars and the money and all the great things that we're trying to accomplish. Well, there's something called the carrot and the stick. The carrot is the dangling of the reward in front of you. The stick, and usually the carrot is something that's a positive thing that people kind of chase after. But sometimes there's also the stick. The stick is you do the activity and you try to accomplish whatever your goal is so that you don't get the penalty. You don't get penalized or swatted with the stick per se. And so you got the positive and you got the negative. And so, and everybody's motivated by different things. And it's okay to be motivated by both. I talk to people about the why, the dreams, the goals, and all the great things that they can accomplish. But sometimes, we forget that a very important motivational factor could be the things that are actually negative. For example, my brother and my father were both highly negative about me spending any time on Legal Shield because their ideas were originally my idea as well, was that we were going to build a family real estate business together. And for me to go off and do anything else on the side was, in their mind, taking away from our objectives. But for me, I fell in love with Legal Shield, and I wanted to pursue this business, and I saw great opportunities here. But they made fun of me, about that little rinky-dink, opportunity or that little home-based business of yours, and how is it working? You rich yet? All that kind of garbage that I was fed, not only by strangers and by other people, but my own brother and dad. And so, some people would get bummed out and depressed about that and back down and say, you guys are right. I don't know what I was thinking. And you bail. You bail on your own dreams and goals. Your backbone would buckle. And, I just want to encourage you guys to not let that happen. Let those things that get under your skin, let them under your skin. Don't feel like, I got to brush that off. No, I let it under my skin. And I let it fuel my fire. My dad used to say it, and I used it against him in this scenario. He said, the best revenge is massive success. So when people were putting me down or telling me it wasn't going to work and doubting my conviction, I let that piss me off. I let it get under my skin, and it caused me to make more phone calls every day than otherwise I would have done. It caused me to just want to go out and prove to the world, prove my self-worth, prove that I actually was making a good decision. I was no dummy. And so when push came to shove, I went out and made it happen, and I'll never forget this. And I want to leave you guys with just a mental picture. So I get the $1 million club. In my first 2.5 years, I said, when I make my first $1 million, I'm gonna build a new home. So I moved from $150,000, $175,000 house that I originally bought in Rockville, where I started my business. I built a $1 million home over in Annapolis, about an hour away. And when I moved into that house, it was, you know, furnished it with the movie theater and the work and the gym and the hot tub and a 3-car garage and a $35,000 deck out back. I mean, I just really made this thing really my dream home. So, but when we were getting ready to do the Platinum Profile video, where they did kind of the MTV Cribs lifestyle, you know, video production, and so I wanted to have my dream car or a dream car in the garage. And what the moral of the story is, my brother, who was one of my those antagonists that really was just antagonizing me all the time, when it came down to me deciding what car I was going to get, I never forgot. Every time I was at my brother's house, he had a picture of a red Ferrari 355 convertible with tan interior, and it was a beautiful car. It was, you know, I thought it was pretty much my dream car too, but it was always a picture of that on his refrigerator. So I called up the Ferrari of Washington dealership, and I said, hey, look, here's the car I want. They said, you know what, we've got that exact car. So I drove down there that day, went out for a test drive, came back in, pulled out my checkbook, stroked a check for $120,000, and took delivery on a flatbed of that car to my house the next day. So that was right in the middle of November. On Thanksgiving Day, we actually always go to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, not only my immediate family, but my extended family, my cousins and aunts and uncles and everybody else. And by the way, a few of them were even negative. My uncle Ron was Mr. Negative about my network marketing business. But, you know, again, that also fueled my fire. So I get to the house. It's a circular driveway, and I pulled up right out front. Now, most people park in the street because my parents always wanted people to park in the street so people wouldn't run over her, you know, the brick that surrounds the driveway and then some of the, you know, the shrubbery and so forth. So, but I pulled up right out front, and I come in the house, and I'm in there for about 5 minutes, and next thing you know, my cousin walks in and goes, hey, everybody, who's got the Ferrari parked out front? And my sister goes, oh, Brian, you brought your new car? And I said, yeah. And my brother goes, Ferrari, what? And he goes, beeline right to the front door, opens the door, looks out, and goes, you just bought this car? I said, yep. He goes, oh, my God, that's my dream car. I'm like, yep. He goes, throw me the keys. Let me take it for a spin. I said, hell no. And that was, look, I don't like the cuss, but that was the best hell no I've ever said to anybody in my entire 30-year life at that point. And that was like one of those defining moments where I just felt like I won. Not. I wasn't trying to, you know, do anything wrong to my brother. But I, you know, when people make you mad, when they piss you off, you just go out there and succeed. You succeed anyway, and it's okay. I didn't really rub his nose in it, but you know, I the bottom line is we've got to have our motivations. So whatever that motivation is, whether it's the reward or whether it's to just go prove the naysayers wrong, you just got to get fired up and pursue this business like it's your undying mission. And what I learned from Paul J. Meyer, who is a big mentor of mine, he unfortunately passed away, you know, about 4 years ago now. But Paul used to say, if you can make your work your ministry, then not only will you be passionate about it so much that you'll never feel like you're working another day in your life, but he said you don't have to put your work down to go pick up your ministry. You don't have to put your work down to go out and help other people. You don't have to go out and put your work down to pick up the chance to go out and help others around you. He said, if what you do for a living helps other people, and it is a ministry in and of itself, then that's where you're going to find that magic. You're going to feel like you're actually living out your calling. That's what I feel. That's what I have felt for 15 years since I've actually stepped foot in this company. I fell in love with Harlan Stonecipher's vision and his mission and cause, and I bought into it hook, line, and sinker. I've made it my own. And so it's not just Harlan Stonecipher's company. It's my company. And you should actually do the same thing. Make it your company. I'll never forget the kind of inspiration that I've gotten when I got the news that Ken Moore was in the hospital and in there for surgery, and he comes out of surgery and he's recuperating, and he comes home from the hospital, and I hear him on a conference call that the company had him on. He's like, yeah, went in for a surgery this time, came out with four more applications. I mean, he's signing up all of the staff at the hospital. Why? It's not because he's a multimillionaire. He didn't do it because he needed some applications. He wasn't trying to qualify for a BMW. He's doing it because it's his mission. It's what he's, it's how he's wired. It's what he does. He likes to serve and help people. And when you become a servant leader, your business is going to absolutely explode like you've always wanted it to, but you just weren't able to get it done. When you get off of your own reasons for doing this business and you focus on helping others, or actually combine the two. Matter of fact, I'll just leave you with this one last thought, because I'm already probably beyond my time. But you want to, you know, you've got selfish goals. We all have selfish goals, and selfish is not derogatory or negative. Self-serving goals, maybe you want to make money so you can retire your spouse. You want to be a stay-at-home parent. You want to go on some trips. You want to give to your church. You want to support charity. You want to, you know, buy your dream home. Those are all great things. Those are all positive. There's nothing wrong with that. We all should have things that motivate us. But in order to get your self-served goals met, you need to be selfless. And you want to align. I talked about this on the company leadership show today. Align your goals and to make them congruent with, not in competition with or not separate from, but congruent with your upline's goals and with your downline's goals. Everybody helps everybody, and basically all ships rise with the tide. You know, your ship does not have to only rise if other ships sink. That's not going to cause your ship to go up. It's going to cause you and your skipper to think, oh, my gosh, we're the next ones to sink. All ships will rise with this tide. And so, again, you know, I only had a little bit of time on the call here tonight. I'm looking forward to anything I can ever do to help out the Moore organization. I'm certainly, you know, love to be able to do that. We'll get on some future calls with you as well. But in closing, let me just say that tonight is the last night. You got like 2 hours left to be able to get online and register to be in Las Vegas. And I don't know that it's amazing to me that I would even have to convince somebody to want to go to one of the most highly desired destinations in the world. People come from other countries. They fly 18 hours from the other side of the planet to actually land in Las Vegas to go experience what that city actually has to offer. Here we have the opportunity to go there for a convention. We can actually get very inexpensive tickets to get there, and we can actually write the entire thing off as a business expense because we're going there for a business conference. You can actually learn from the 15 best of the best in the entire nation in Legal Shield all in one place in one weekend. It's going to be an experience of a lifetime, and if you're not already planning on being there, I'm not going to spend any more time trying to convince you. Just take this and be convinced. Just get to Las Vegas, and if you feel that it was not worth your weekend, come talk to me afterward. Come talk and tell me, hey, Brian, this was not what it was all cracked up to be. I wasted my time here this weekend. I promise you, that won't even enter your mind. You will be absolutely thankful that you actually made it out there. So, Mr. Moore, I appreciate you guys so much. I'll give your call back to you guys, and we'll see you out there in Vegas in a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Brian, what a very, very, very inspiring training, great training. Just appreciate you so very much. Appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for helping the Moore Success Team. And before you get off the call, I'd like to turn it back to Randy. He may have something he wishes to say to you. Thank you, Brian. See you in Las Vegas.
Sounds good.
All right, Brian. Appreciate you being on. I appreciate you speaking from your heart tonight to our team. It means a whole lot to us. And just like Dad said, we're looking forward to seeing you on stage in Las Vegas, and we look forward to having you back in the near future if possible.
Randy, I'd like to say one more time, I recommend the book.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm looking forward to you giving it to me.
Thanks.
If anybody wants to go see it, they can get it on their iPad or get an actual book. They can go to buildinganempirebook.com, and they can get a copy off of there.
Great, and I would encourage everyone to do that. And, again, Mr. Crothers, thank you for being on the call tonight. And, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Randy, I'd like to say, be sure and register for the breakout. You know, this will be the first year we give the Harlan Stone Cypher Award. We're going to give it to one of our people that certainly deserves it, been with us many, many years. We give it away the Wilbur Smith Award. We give it away the Team Award. We give away the Top Group Opener Award, the Top Salesperson Award, the Top Recruiter Award with Rising Star Awards and Performance Club Awards. Going to be lots of awards given, Randy. And don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. If you miss this convention, you're going to be set back a year with your business. So if you're able, get there. If not, when we come back, we will be having a recap. But a recap is just what it says it is. It is a recap. It cannot capture the momentum. It cannot capture the excitement or the rubbing shoulders. So I talked to Tony Barkley, my friend today. Tony's a great inspiration to me, and we were visiting, and we can't hardly wait to get there. So I want to say to each one of you, we love you. We appreciate you. I visited with Mr. Lamar up there in Michigan today. He was so excited. I was so excited to spend some time with him. And I'd like to extend to you, as I did to him and as Randy did, if you need a three-way, if we were all available, we'd be very pleased. We'd be very honored. Be very happy to do it. Saying all of that, I would like to say let's keep putting our God first, putting our family second. Let's keep putting Legal Shield third. I promise you, it will work out for you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.